Yo, 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 this is Lou Adams, a.k.a. Astrophysics. I'm chilling with my boys, King Killer, Kurt G, and E. Green on the Hip Hop Digest Show.
What are you so fucking angry about? Like, why are you so angry that someone is bringing up the injustices that they're experiencing in society? What does that take away from you? Why does that make you so uncomfortable? I'm a white woman. I'm not uncomfortable with it. I know that there's inequality. I want to fix it. That doesn't make my life worse. It's not going to make my life worse off. We live in America where we're supposed to believe that everyone is created equal, right? So if there are cases of inequality, why are you so uncomfortable with someone bringing it up? Bringing it up.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show with your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
It's E Color. What's up?
Coley Cole. What's good?
Happy recording day.
Hey,
happy recording day, sir.
I saw some episodes.
Everybody's in good voice. We just got done doing a very good interview.
Yes, sir. Another one of DC's finest by way of Charlotte and Atlanta.
Of course, no doubt. But
another
you,
one.
But you got to tune in to see it.
Yeah, you got to do it.
So anyway, damn, I was going to say something. Oh, you know, during the interview, he was saying that he don't watch regular TV. Well, I'll tell you what I've been watching lately. Talking about episodes. See, I'm on the level y'all niggas ain't on, yo.
You're right. Well, I mean, you got to just rub that in?
Exactly.
Yeah, y'all ain't on.
He's like, niggas, y'all need to level up, as they say.
Yo, nigga, word is born. Columbo, my nigga.
Oh, you don't went back to Columbo?
Columbo, my nigga.
This nigga went back to shit when we was kids and shit.
Nigga.
Yeah, we were like 10, 11, my G.
Utes.
Nigga. Let me tell you something. A number one, samples and the craziest shit, once again, on how African Americans were perceived.
Oh, man.
Well.
Yeah.
So let me tell you about a quick scene out of Columbo. So to set the story, there's a rich guy and his limo driver driving in the limo. Somebody planted a bomb in the limo and the limo blew up. Of course, the driver was a brother. Of course. So the guy who planted the explosive breaks into the black guy's house, right? To plant evidence, okay? But that's not the bad part. You know how back in the days white people used to be off that it's good luck to rub a black person's head?
So this kid
is in the black guy's house planting evidence, and there's a picture of him and his girl, the black guy, and he goes to the picture, he looks at the picture, and he rubs the top of the picture like the top of their head and shit, and then dips
out. Wow.
Columbo, my nigga.
Ow.
So do black people need to go back and start canceling all that shit?
Oh, I'm just saying. Let me tell you something, man. I'm trying to tell you, son. Again, I guess to me, it's stuff that because we were kids, obviously we wouldn't notice that. But and now, in retrospect, I'm a history guy. And you go back to history, I'm like, damn, yo, African Americans is just we was looking like nuts. Every other second.
Dynamite.
So what the nappier the hair, the more luck you got? What kind of fucking what are they talking about?
Hey, no, I'm just saying.
What was rubbing a nigga head had to do with?
I don't know. Man. Look, I don't
have to do with that.
I don't know the origin of that, but I know when I watched Columbo and then he did that specifically, I was like, oh, wow. We're
no different than rabbits, as people used to walk around with rabbit's feet in their pocket.
So when you hang a nigga, you get bad luck?
Oh, so, apparently not.
Like,
apparently
shit.
Not.
The fuck is, how you a good luck charm? And you hanging your good luck charm. You're killing them.
I don't know. But that's what I'm rocking Columbo right now. Shit.
But that's what's up. We coming off a holiday weekend. Y'all good? Did you know, how'd everything go?
See, I worked y'all the entire weekend, every single day.
Oh,
yeah, I had to work too. So I mean,
y'all work ass niggas. Oh, damn. I was out in these streets, boy.
So what was you doing out in these streets, my nigga?
Oh, well, I went to the L.A. County Fair and had the time of my motherfucking life and didn't get on one ride. Because y'all know I'm an old man roller coaster rider. I love them. I just don't get on things that spin. And that's all the fuck they had at there was spinning rides, whether it spins up and down, side to side, it was all spin. So I enjoyed myself basically eating the food, the fair food, and walking around. But the highlight, yo, I'm about to tell y'all some real old man shit. You ready?
What's that?
So I was a kid when the spinners.
So you don't get on spinning rides, but you wouldn't watch the spinners.
I watched the spinners. They wasn't doing much spinning because they kind of, you know, they kind of old.
Okay.
They wasn't doing a lot of spinning. There was one of them that was breakdancing.
Really?
The one with the deep voice? He was breakdancing, yo, on the stage. Ooh. It was incredible.
Wow.
But long story short, I sat there at that concert watching, as I said, the spinners, the stylistics, and the Manhattans. And I was in awe, yo. Because as a child living out Parkway, I'm hearing all that music. But because of the way I grew up, I didn't want to hear that shit. Because when the spinners, the Manhattans, or Stylistics came on, that mean mom and dad was arguing.
Mm.
And one of them was playing that shit to all loud on the component set to let the other one know they was upset or whatever. So I had I didn't have an affinity for that kind of shit. But as I grew older, I appreciated it. But sitting in that stand and listening to the songs by the Spinners, by the Manhattans, by the Stylistics, it hit me in my heart, yo. It hit me deeply in the heart because it took me to another time in my life where I didn't have to not like it. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt.
I could completely and truly listen to these gentlemen, because they were gentlemen up on the stage, singing and doing their thing after all these years. There was a couple of add-ins, young dudes, because, you know, like the Temptations ain't the Temptations, right? So
yeah, of course. I'm going to say a lot of them cats from all three of those groups aren't with us. They're a lot of the originators, but it's funny how powerful that music is, because the music is so powerful that as the originators of those groups pass away, they can put people in those groups and still do that.
Right. And there was a young dude on the Spinners who was killing it. And I literally was like, this a young boy. He's singing like he actually was in the 70s.
Mm.
So it was just a very good life experience, which told me that in the next couple of days or whatever, I'm going to take the time to sit down and write down every person group that I've ever seen live, just for my history, because I done seen a lot of shit. I'm gonna start a list of all the fucking concerts I've been to or ran up on, all that shit. Be that PE when little Professor Griff was running around, remember we was in Virginia,
yeah, at the Everybody House of Blues
the stage
tour
and shit. All that I'm gonna write them all down. In my first concert I ever saw on my own, Rick James in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, and I was trying to catch one of them joints he was throwing out.
Wow.
Wasn't even thinking about weed back then, but I wanted to catch one.
Wow, that's what's up. All right, yo, well, let's get into the Hip Hop Digest kind of proper, if we will. All right, first topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Snoop Dogg reveals Nipsey Hussle wrote one of his songs.
What, bro?
I don't have a problem with it.
I don't have a problem with it.
I never threw him in the goats anyway.
Oh,
Snoop.
Well,
some people probably had him up there. Some people probably had him in their list.
I'm sure they do, and still will.
Well,
they'll say it's just one song.
Snoop Dogg released the Kool-Aid album back in 2016 and a song called 10 Toes Down. But now he's revealing the track was actually written by the late Nipsey Hussle, produced by 1500 or Nothing's Carlos McSwain. Samples the movie Paid in Full, which includes three verses penned by the Crenshaw rapper. We know what we say. If people are writing lyrics for you, you may be a wonderful and cherished member of the hip hop community, but you cannot be considered a GOAT.
Cannot be.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't think that Snoop in his career and what he's got going on gives a fuck. okay? Because if he did, he wouldn't have said anything. But then I guess the people who knew maybe would have outed him. But this isn't a big thing. And there's not a clamoring of defending Snoop, because he's Snoop. And who he is more than an MC. So he doesn't have to defend on that level.
Right.
Guess what? Snoop's image is probably going to be one of the ones who are going to be in that Rocky Buchano lovely Universal Hip Hop Museum, the de facto Hall of Fame.
Doggy style belongs in there. Kill it.
I'm not saying it doesn't. I'm not saying
that's all. That's all I'm saying, though.
Okay. Okay.
But you want him to go in there with Martha Stewart? Is that what you want? A picture of him and Martha?
I'm just saying that, I'm going to hold the line. One of the few lines that we got left that somebody's writing for you. You're not a goat. That's okay. Ooh. Now, it doesn't mean anything. It don't mean nothing about his riches, his millions.
Clearly.
His fame, his fortune. It has nothing to do. He's not a goat.
He got it all, except for that.
Well, that means a lot to some folk.
Well, I think that money means more to some folk, though. So.
Oh, you mean the bag.
The bag, yes.
Don't forget about the bag.
Oh, man, that's what's up. Okay, next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is... Okay, this is kind of a two, maybe three-part topic. Again... Somebody, I think it was one of the Lehmans, or it might have been T-Bear on a text chain, put up a DC drill guy, a 16-year-old who was murdered.
I did see something recently.
It was a local kid. I remember reading it. He was 16 years old. Obviously, a drill guy, okay? That type of thing. I mean, he was murdered, but... I start that as the haze of the next couple of topics. Pete Rock slams drill music and says it disrupts the soul. All right. More and more drill rappers are getting charged for violent crimes. Why the use of social media and rap lyrics are being used to prosecute artists, especially in New York, where Mayor Eric Adams says we're going to be scanning rappers' social media for crimes committed. Pete Rock is one of the guys who I try to say, let me try to understand the young bulls. You try to understand trap drill, if you will. His gloves are off. Pete Rock like, fuck it. That shit trash and it disrupts the soul.
Well, are we commenting on this, or is this just a pass by subject?
Well, again, let me read it again. The legendary producer chimed in on drill's popularity, calling the subgenre trash hop, specifically, not hip hop.
I don't know. This is nothing new. I don't know. Are we supposed to point him out? Because we've said some inflammatory things ourselves about the current genre music, but we've also gotten to a point where we said we just want you to stop calling yourself hip hop. But we've said some names and called some names and all that kind of stuff, and I just don't think it at this point, after having been through all that we've been through, is who we are. I don't think it even fucking matters. Their shit is plug and play, yo.
Okay.
It's gonna be that.
And I got what you're saying, and that's, I guess, what I heard Pete Rock saying, and Pete Rock, I mean, he's starting to lose some credibility with some of the shit that he's doing. But on this subject and where I'm where I'm trying to take it at, and what I'm hearing him say and what I think he's trying to say is about the disrupting the soul part. Yes, the music,
that's real.
Right, that is real. That's real. The music vibrations that you get from that type of music is the reason why these niggas is out here killing each other. The type of vibes and the type of feeling you get from when you hear that kind of music, that's that drive-by type of feeling shit music you get, that you listen to. That's that type of shit that you feel like, damn, I want to do something to a motherfucker when I hear this music. And then these niggas is talking that shit on these records about pull up, talking about what they're doing to each other and who they're going to do it to. and I'll be on your spot. Turn on your location, nigga. I'm there. You know what I'm saying? Sure, I'll be at your spot. These niggas is like, nigga, you setting yourself up for failure. You're putting a target on your back. Literally putting a target on your back for somebody to shoot you. Or for a nigga like Eric Adams or any other attorney to get your ass locked up for your lyrics.
Well, he's the mayor of New York.
I know he's the mayor of New York.
I know what you're saying.
But I'm saying about any other fucking
district attorney. Yeah.
Or any other district attorney or whoever can get your ass set the fuck up. So you're setting yourself up for failure. And I understand where Pete Rock's going with a disrupting the soul. And it's not the type of music that you would want your kids to listen to. And
all
the
one... That's the thing.
Well, I'm gonna add something. So the part two of this is something that I think is gonna bring it home. Now, whenever we did the show back when the young white kid from one of those Nordic countries, it's Sweden or Norway, drill young white kid was murdered. I kind of was like, wow, you know that drill shit is so. It's so crazy that even cats over there who have, they don't even really have guns in those countries, somehow found their way to this young white kid, and I don't know his name. I know that he is in a video. On one clip, he's holding a gun. Another clip, he's holding a cat. Maybe he thinks this is just how you act this music out. Somewhere, somebody's taking this seriously. And this goes to part two of drill, not just Pete Rock and not this young white kid from Norway or Sweden or wherever he was from. This is part two. Anybody know this person? Sidhu Moosewala. You don't know him, okay? But he is an Indian rapper from like India, right? Here we go. Okay? The murdered Indian rapper who made sense of the chaos. So I'm reading the article. It's out of the BBC. And I'm reading this gentleman, and he's a rapper from the from India. Okay, he's a 28-year-old guy from the Punjab part of India. Rapper, okay? Apparently a pretty popular guy, all right? He had a single out that got garnered, and that could, I don't know if these numbers are exactly right, but there's some words upwards of sort of a, like 10 billion views. I don't know if that's true on YouTube. I don't know. Doesn't matter. But the point I'm saying, I believe he fancied himself an Indian styled drill rapper. Okay. His latest single called The Last Ride shows the picture of the shot up Tupac BMW at the intersection of Tropicana and Koval Lane in Las Vegas. I go through there every time I'm in Vegas. That he showed the picture of the ride on his single, which garnered a lot of views. Okay. As I scroll down, I find Mr. Walla holding a gun. And I'm like, yo, this guy, he's from India. And I'm not saying they don't have violence over there. I'm not saying their society don't be wilding. I'm sure he rhymed about that. But he took a drill form. And now goons in India, apparently five men are in custody for his murder. I don't know what's up. I don't know how it happened. But I'm like reading just a headline. Indian rapper murdered. His single with the Tupac car as his cover art. The next picture down is him holding a gun.
Well, B, as I always say, that damn energy, nigga. And like I just earlier said about the drill music, B, that music just, it brings a certain type of energy. And that energy is the type of shit these niggas, makes these niggas want to kill each other.
Under the picture where he's got the gun, it says Moosewala has come under criticism for promoting gun culture. All right. It's crazy.
I don't even know what to say about it, yo. It's just it's very unfortunate. But what can you do?
And be careful of the type of energy you bring into yourself. He said, "The Last Ride." Did you know, careful with how you name shit. It's like a Biggie. You know what I'm saying? Ready to die. You know what I'm saying?
Be
careful what you's doing. You put the picture up of Tupac's shot up ride, and you got shot up. You know what I'm saying? You can't be careful of the energy you bring into yourself.
To yourself is the point, because you don't have to do that shit. Lyrically, you could be like Talib Kweli.
And be assholes to your fans.
Just don't be an asshole. Don't be an asshole. Don't be a Richard.
In May 2020, he was booked for firing an AK-47 shooting range during the COVID lockdown. He also had a police chase against him for promoting violence and gun culture through a song called Sang Ju, something I know, I'm sure I'm butchering it. It's an Indian cut there. I don't know. I just don't understand it. I gotta think that I'm thinking, maybe I'm naive, but I gotta think this young white kid and this Indian guy they're not thinking that this drill shit, they thinking it's a role you play. It's a type of role you play. So I you know, I remember, what movie was that? There was a movie where the scene was, oh, we're gonna have rappers come in. And the guy set out a whole table for it of 40 ounces. And, oh, God, I don't remember what scene that was. It may not have even been a movie. But what he did.
Like some CD4 shit.
Yeah, but what it was like, okay, this is rap. So when rappers come in, they drink 40 ounces. This is back in, you know, the Run DMC, getting pictures with the 40s of OE and shit. And you know, Dookie Cables. I gotta think. At this young Indian guy and this young white guy thinking America, and they're looking at drill. Oh, this is how it is. So in order to be a rapper, like really popular rapper, holding guns, you know, firing guns, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. Do they got guns like that heavy in India? Obviously, maybe.
Well, put it like this, even if they don't, he had access.
Right. Right.
First, we got the guns. Then we got the butter. It's a very, very sad shame, but I haven't gone cold to it, but I have decided to think about greater things, yo, because you could sit there and talk to any rapper that's rapping on that shit for 5 minutes as an older man trying to explain Curtis, the fucking chakras receiving that shit from the vibrations.
Nigga, what you talking about?
No. I'm just saying, you could try to explain life in general, and after 5 minutes, they're not gonna give a fuck because they're gonna be back with their folks doing that same shit, yo. Now, you're not wrong for trying to make the effort, but once you've made the effort, there's nothing the fuck else you can do. And it ain't like we need to say. I mean, a lot of their heroes are being murdered.
Yeah,
a lot of their heroes are getting caught up with cases
for the shit that they say on these records.
And they are still, this is not new. This is not new. Steady B and Cool C didn't write a record about killing a bank guard. Maybe they might have if they had the time to do it. But we looked at that and was like, yo, they're wildin'. We wasn't looking like, oh, well, shit, they real. Them niggas real. No, they real stupid.
Mm.
So, I don't know, B. We, as you were talking, I'm sitting here thinking, damn, we had rappers or MCs or whatever that we looked up to all along. But I don't think fashion came along probably, what, till Run DMC?
Well,
when people start caring about Adidas, like as far as hip hop.
Yeah, right. I got you. All right.
Because we wore Dr. J's and Larry Bird's and all them fucking magic shoes back then and stuff. But it wasn't until around Run DMC when your Kazals was getting snatched and Dookie Chains and all that, right?
Yeah, right. I would say that.
And it's just super magnified now because not only are people emulating the way these rappers look, but we carrying weapons out here in these streets and clearly bold enough to use them. I don't care what streets you want, India, Indiana, wherever the fuck you are. It's crazy.
Mm. Well, anyway, so yeah, I found that to be pretty interesting. Next topic on Hip Hop Digest, and I'm really freestyling because my phone is the topic I want to talk about.
Come on, Drake.
Yo, yeah, I am. Exactly. and unlike Drake, I'm struggling here with the phone, okay?
Wow, you just gave him some credit, my nigga.
Well, no, he was very fluid at reading his lyrics, okay?
You had to try to take that back.
No, I'm saying I'm struggling here, okay? Since I don't have my paper, I'm trying to save some trees here. All right, so next topic on the Hip Hop Digest, I'm freestyling here. Shout out to T-Bear, who was the first one to tech talk here, if you will. Was the first one to post up the new Pioneer mixer, okay? The Pioneer S5, if you will, which is a mixer which is totally different than any other mixer out there on the market. Except for price, all right? So,
except for price.
Yeah, the thing about Pioneer, man, I tell you what, man, I don't know what category to put Pioneer in. Is Pioneer, are they the Raris of the mixer, or are they the Teslas? I don't know. They have trouble getting their prices low, okay? Even though this is the lowest price Pioneer that you can hook up with full Serato without having to buy a Serato license, okay? But at $800 is still a dookie stick, if you will. All right? So anyway, but anyway, I watched a couple of videos on the mixer. The mixer, I guess for me, it's like for $800 and you don't have outboard effects? That's a heavy... I get the full Serato integration with inboard effects, and which is lovely, okay? Which is lovely. But now, you know, I'm just a dinosaur type of cat. I believe cats is using way too many effects as it is, but that's another story. But that being the case, without any outboard effects, I mean, not just the basic echo or the basic flange or something like that.
They like, we put that outboard effect, we got to bump this bitch up to 1600.
Well, then at that point, then at that point, you might as well just buy an S7 then, you know what I mean? So, but in any case, so anyway, but the point is, if you really want that baby Benz, that's Because it's a good mixer. It is a good mixer. Now, it isn't it's a USB-C bust powered. It can be powered off your computer. Okay, wow. Not no regular plug. So that is something that is new and innovative. So, you know, it's a very compact mixer. I do like the red faceplate on the mixer. It's black, the top half, and red. And it's got the standard, you know, frequency and full kill, high mid range. It's got full kill. So, I mean, that's standard. I mean, and it probably sounds dynamite. I'm sure it does.
Dynamite.
Again, for $800. Now, Newmark is saying, and a couple of people mentioned, well, you know, that Newmark Joan for $500 basically does the same thing. Okay. Look at Kurt G. When you say Newmark, he gets nervous.
Especially Newmark mixers, my nigga.
He gets nervous. We've had some, but you know, Newmark used to be the fucking man, though.
The man.
Yeah, back in the days, the Newmark PPDs, nigga.
Oh. Damn, homie.
What happened to you?
So anyway, but
liquor done got to him.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. So anyway, yes. So the new Newmark, the S5 is out. Look, if you're really a Pioneer guy, I mean, if you got an S7, you don't need it. You know, if you're thinking, fuck it, I just want to get into baby Benz, go for it. But still, at $8, I don't know, yo. They,
I mean, for in this day and time, the way niggas' money is starting to be stretched for gas and more shit, $800, that's a big-ass baby.
Oh,
nigga.
Now you just sound like Mo Jax. Mo Jax was like, yo, with inflation the way it is, at $800, I think it's priced reasonable, but I don't know with right now.
Niggas' money, what, you want gas or a mixer, my nigga?
Yeah, so, ooh. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, shout out to Pioneer. It was good to see a new product out, all right? So, no doubt. Next topic on Hip Hop Digest, I got a list. I got a list. And, you know, was thinking about the real platinum, real, I guess. It's somebody went, and this is verified as of May 2022, the heavy platinum guys certified. Now, there's a couple guys on here that you're going to be like, nah, I don't believe it. Most of them you will. So let's start at the list, at the bottom of the list. This is the six-time platinum people, six times platinum. All right. Your boy, we call him Blackface, or we call him Mr. Canada, or any other thing you want to call him, but I won't call him a goat. Drake, Views 2016, Take Care of 2011, back to back, he's six times platinum. Congratulations. All right. Your boy, Lil Wayne, 2008, The Carter 3, he's six times platinum. 50 Cent, The Massacre, six times platinum. And Dr. Dre, 2001. Six times platinum. Biggie, Ready to Die, 1994, six times platinum. I thought he sold more than that. Seven times platinum. Nellyville, can you believe that? The Fugees, The Score, seven times platinum. Okay, now we're getting into the heavy bag. Let's get into the heavy bag. Eight times platinum. Eminem, Recovery. No wonder he's filthy rich. Okay, here we get into the heavier bag. All right. Nine times platinum. They have a note here. It says the original Broadway score to Hamilton is nine times platinum. Do you consider that a rap album? There's a lot of rapping going on in Hamilton.
Didn't Black Thought write that shit?
I don't know, B.
The raps.
Oh,
the raps.
I don't know. Did he?
I think so.
God, if he did, he's super paid. If he did, he's super paid. I'll
check it out, but I think Black Thought wrote the raps.
The bag had to be extra big for that one.
Okay, nine times platinum. 50 Cent, Get Rich or Die Trying. Will Smith, Big Willie Style. The fuck? I never knew that.
He has a lot of fans. Had a lot of fans.
Yeah, had a lot of fans.
Okay, now we're getting into the rare air here. Now we're getting into stratosphere. Rare air. I think you need an oxygen mask up here and shit. 10 times platinum. Diamond certified. Eminem. The Curtain Call, Greatest Hits. Nelly, Country Grammar. Lauryn Hill, The Miseducation. MC Hammer, Please Don't Hurt Him. Beastie Boys, License to Ill. 10 times platinum. So I was at a used CD store. I go there each week. Here's a brand new sealed License to Ill. Sealed. Still sealed. In the $2 rack at the CD junk.
I mean, now it's over there, right?
No, I didn't even buy it. I was buying other shit. I let the Beastie Boys shit alone. I got fucking two copies of License to Ill. I mean, I don't need that shit.
Hey, you might want to sell one day. I'm just saying.
Sealed?
For more than $2.
Right. But that joint sealed?
No, it's a CD. I mean, yeah, you can fall down and hit your head on them CDs. Okay, here we go. Here we go. All right. Space Shuttle Style. 11 times platinum. Outkast, Speaker Box. Love Below. Eminem, The Marshall Mathers LP. Tupac's Greatest Hits. Biggie, Life After Death. Tupac, All Eyes on Me. No wonder people are squabbling over the estate of Tupac Shakur. That's a lot of money.
Yep.
And he's still pushing the units, that's for sure. And last but not least, there is only one. Only one. Now, this makes me say, as we do the digest, and each week we hear Lil This and Young Nat and Baby Whatever with 50 gold records and this, that, and the third. All them niggas is fraudulent. But there's one guy who stands alone at the top. Elvis Presley, Eminem. The Eminem Show, 12 times platinum. That is your greatest selling rap record of all time, my G. There's no Public Enemy records on there. No Tribe Called Quest records on there.
We're talking multi-platinum shit.
Yeah, we are. I'm just saying. There's, you know, none of... No Ultramagnetics records on there.
Nah.
You didn't say Run DMC?
No Run DMC, Jones. No Houdini. Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
Did you say LL?
Uh-uh.
No 2 Live Crew?
Uh-uh.
Damn. No Snoop.
Although Snoop's voice is on a couple of those records, but none of his personal records.
Yeah, but his name ain't on that Diamond Award.
No, sir.
Okay.
No, sir.
Damn. Whew, I'm trying to think of a female, but you already said Lauryn Hill, but we're not going to have that argument right now.
Nah, we won't. We won't.
I heard Nelly's name twice.
Yeah.
On that bitch.
Yeah, Nelly's name's on there twice. Yeah.
Eminem's like damn five. What was it? Five times? Oh, God. Or four
Eminem's
times
got four. Yeah, he's got four or five jumps up on there and whatnot.
He got a lot of money.
You know what I mean? So, I just found that to be very interesting, to say the least, you know? So,
and so your boy that you love to hate on, I only heard his name once.
Now, he's got two joints up there under the six times platinum.
Mm.
So he
six,
eats,
I mean, but it's six times platinum. Is that like regular sales or this on the new streaming?
Well,
shit?
Now, like I said, see, I can't really, it's hard for me to quantify his records up against everybody else on that list has sold physical joints. And even some of the late Eminem joints ain't even physical. So I don't know. They gonna be like, how your niggas gonna let Eminem slide and you don't wanna count Drake? You'll hear that. So I'm just saying the guy wrote the article. I thought it was interesting at who was actually on the list. To me, the surprise, Will Smith. Fucking Will Smith.
He had a lot of fans of all hues, my brother. And he made that safe music.
Very safe.
And it got purchased.
Yeah, no doubt. I guess some of the people, Will was a surprise. I'm thinking like I'm going to see Black Eyed Peas up there. Uh-uh.
You would think.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? When you're on that type of list, you know.
Yeah.
So. All right, no doubt. So, shout to you, Swerve. Next Hop Corner Hip Hop Dodge is not even really a topic, but you're talking about your experience seeing, you know, the Manhattans, spinners and such. It's your boy. Guess who is doing concerts like that or attending concerts like that? Lil Wayne. Leaves fans dumbstruck after he causes a bit of an uproar at an Anita Baker concert. Are your boy F, what is he calling himself? Wheezy?
Wheezy F baby?
Or whatever, yeah. Shows up at
you see the camera, man.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Shows up at an Anita Baker concert at White Man. He filled it me. He shows up at an Anita Baker concert, and the crowd goes crazy during the Anita show. Anita stopped the show to acknowledge Lil Wayne. Thank you for attending the show. And also acknowledges Chance the Rapper, who was also in Las Vegas, attending Anita Baker concert. Which begs the question. These guys know what real music is.
Or at least they, of course they do. Or at least they're interested in real music.
Yeah. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that, though.
No, I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with it, but I'm just saying, and I'm not saying Wayne is the arbiter, because Wayne is, he's the dad of the current generation, or they looked up to him. He's considered a fogey, if you will, but I'm just saying, he's going to Anita Baker concert. And so when a show like Hip Hop Digest want to talk about music and music acumen and actual singers and things of that nature, the fucking Wayne knows what the fuck we talking about, but he's going to play ignorant every time. He's going to play dumb every time.
Yeah, let me get this out, son, because I'm laughing over here and I got to get it out.
My man.
Because when you said he knows what real music is, and then I chimed in and was like, yeah, he knows what real music is. I just heard myself say that shit and realized, heard myself say it, and then I actually heard the flip side of seeing some young boy or hearing some young, hear me just say that and hear you just say that and go, the fuck they mean real music? How disrespectful that shit is to say, and how disrespectful it is to sound that way. Like, what do you mean our music ain't real? Is that what you're telling me? That we don't make real music? That we out here playing rocks and sticks and shit? What are we doing here?
Hey, you can take it how you want it, homie.
I love it.
I'm going to tell you that right now. You can take like, it how man. You want it, homie.
King Killer said, we can handle this like some gentlemen.
Nah, you don't want to get into no gangster shit.
Nah. No. I said gentlemen. Okay. I stopped.
Okay.
I stopped.
These niggas is really doing it these days.
Nah, yo, I ain't no gangster nigga and shit. I'm as soft as Northern Quilt.
Mm-hmm. I don't have a problem with those guys attending Anita Baker's concert because she is a lifetime artist. She's a lifetime artist. There are records that she has made. They were probably little kids running around, but they heard that stuff and they know it. They know what Anita Baker is. Who are they going to go see now that sings R&B?
So basically, Anita Baker is what Manhattan's and the Spinners was to you, to him.
Yep, I'm sure. Because he was a little kid when Anita Baker was out, yo. That was late 80s, early 90s?
Anita Baker's late 80s, yeah.
Late 80s. He was born, I'm sure, right?
We don't know.
He was probably around at that time.
I don't know.
He heard the music at some point in time.
Yeah.
Parents or somebody was playing the music.
Yep. Well, maybe his daddy wasn't.
Oh, wow.
So,
who knows?
Nah, I mean, you know what? This is what I'll do. This is what I'll do to clean it up a little bit. They're kind of like you, G. They're more like you.
Okay.
You can sit up there and you can hold two, you know, parallel thoughts, like two magnets. You're good like that. You can sit up there and listen to a lot of ignorant drill trap.
No, I didn't have. Wait a minute, B.
Wait
a minute, B. I don't listen to a lot of drill. I do listen to a lot of trap.
Oh, there's a difference.
You don't want Kurt listening to the drill music, yo. And driving somewhere in traffic, you don't want Kurt listening to drill, B.
No, that, like I said, that energy on that fucking music is the reason why I can't listen to that shit.
Okay.
That energy that you feel from that music, B, I can't listen to that shit like that. Shit's crazy, B.
Okay. So yeah, but I'm saying, so you don't listen to drill?
No, not like that. I mean, I hear the music.
Damn, look at him trying to persuade you.
I know you're trying to persuade me to say I don't listen to it. I hear it, of course.
Homie, you don't like drill?
But I'm not a fan. Not
that's
at
that
all.
That shit I don't like.
Yeah, that's that shit I don't like.
Damn, yo.
Snitch, nigga.
You ain't hit the pipe in front of me yet.
Then they go fight.
So... Okay, but at the same time, you know, we could put on any number of musics from smooth jazz to drum and bass in here, and you know you have a good musical acumen. You know what you're listening to.
Right.
You know what you're listening for, whatever. And when somebody would say to you, well, G.
Okay.
When you're listening to maybe a remake of a Luther Vandross record, what has the more musical acumen? A Lil Baby record or this remix of a Luther Vandross record? And you would say...
Of course, I'm going to say the Vandross record, of course.
Oh.
Because it has the energy and it played a lot more. The nigga that's playing the Lil Baby record, more than likely is some fucking shit that he got that he ain't actually playing that shit. It's some fucking shit. He just pushing a button and he downloaded some apps and shit and he just put it all together and played that shit. But it ain't like some nigga that's sitting here on a bass guitar or playing a horn. It ain't that shit.
Okay.
But it's still, to get back to the, it's still music. It ain't the type of fucking music that we like or type of music that we're actually going to be listening to on a daily all the time. I'd rather be listening to some Vandross than that. But as a switch up, just every now and then, I do hear it. And a baby record, okay. I'll be like, oh, you know, I like that joint right there. I like that baby joint right there. But as far as these drill niggas,
okay.
It's hard, B. It's hard. Like I said, I do hear it, but it's hard to listen to it because that energy, yo, them niggas just be talking about the craziest shit. And I'd be listening to these niggas like, you are fucking just, you actually said that shit? Did you really just say that?
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's all I got. You know, I think we'll be ready for the Kurgy's World Famous if he's ready.
Yeah, I am. And actually, I'm ready because I wasn't. Earlier in the show, I was not ready. I was over here. We was He was talking. I said, oh, let me pull up my damn albums.
You know he got some get backs.
I know. We got him last week. We got him good last week like a motherfucker, too.
Nah, B, I ain't trying to set nobody up, yo.
Nah, not you. Not you.
Not you, sir. Not you, son. Nah, nah. You really don't like drill, nigga?
Let me see your folders real quick.
All right. Before.
Wait.
What happened?
Did we all listen to the album? Because I listened.
Which album?
Oh, you mean the Black Star?
One only on Luminary.
Oh, yes, I did. Let me put the albums back down.
All right, so we're going to put the albums back down. We're going into... Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Yes, I did. I found my way. I think a copy fell out of the sky last week.
And yeah, it was illuminating.
Like, yes.
The way it just popped up to me.
Yeah. So I said, you know what? Let me go ahead and listen to this. Since it just dropped right here.
All
right.
Yeah. Well, then what do Kurt G, because I already gave my 2 cents on, but what does Kurt G and E Color think about the new Black Star before we get out?
So you want to go first?
Yeah, sure. I thought it was a really good fucking album. Music, raps, and everything. But the only part that was fucked up for me is I literally had to make myself tear away from that internet shit and just listen. Because every time the record came on with Talib, I was like, ugh. You know, the vibrations was fucking with me, B. But I fought through it. And I also noticed something that I may not have noticed before, but I think like you guys and Cookbook beat it into my head. He's off beat.
He always rhymes that way. That's just the way. That's the way he rhymes.
I really noticed it this time, like really noticed it, and I'm like, wow. But that was all erased by hearing. He might not have been the most motivated. But yo, B, it was fucking such a pleasure to hear Yasin.
Yeah, it was.
Bey on a microphone rhyming on them records, yo.
Yeah, it was. And I agree with you. He may not have been super hella motivated to do it. You know what I'm saying? But I'm glad he did it. And again, like I said, which goes back to guys better start looking up guys who can do this beat shit. And Madlib is one of them. One of many. Stop fucking going out with these cats who ain't ready for prime time. I know you want to get your man on. You know what I mean? But stop that shit. But Kurt G, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was going to let you go in. All right. But yeah, for me, last week, I listened to it. I drove home extra slow so I could make sure I got the whole album in a couple times. I actually listened to it. So I'm like, okay. All right. First, I listened for beats. Before I even listened to the whole thing, and I wanted to hear all the beats. So the first run, I'm listening to the beats for the most part. I'm like, hi, Madlib did his thing. I like the tracks. So I do like the tracks. There's not a whack track on there. For me, there's no whack tracks. I like the album, as far as beat-wise. But then I went back and came back. Now I'm listening to the lyrics. I'm like, I like most for the most, I do like most for the most part. So I'm like, okay. Most doing his thing, and I guess I'm being disrespectful. Yasin is doing his thing on there. So I'm like, okay, yeah. I'm hearing him. And for not being doing this for a while, I mean, he's getting back. To me, he's like Nas on that first King's Disease joint where he was starting to get his wheels back under, get his legs under him.
Okay.
By King's Disease 2, he was in full flow, and then Magic was like, oh, god damn, this nigga's ready.
Right.
So this is where I'm at with Yasin. Like, okay, he needs to... If you get one more under him where he's on some good beats, you might be like, yo, this nigga, he one of them niggas that you need to be watching out for. So I was like, okay, Yasin can still do this shit at a high level. So I'm giving him a high praise. When I hear Talib and you hit something on the head, the vibrations, because of what you niggas hit me with and how and some of the shit he was saying in those records. Like, he's a nice guy and all this shit, and it making you feel that positive vibes from him the way he was rhyming. It was giving me that opposite flow, like, nigga, you talking like you giving out positive vibes, but the shit that you do is not matching them positive vibes.
But
again, I had to do what you did. I had to take him out of that and strip that away, and like a movie, I don't care how much of an asshole people say Tom Cruise might be personally, he's a good actor. So I gotta watch this nigga and just be like, boom. So I'm listening to him just rhyme and say, okay, I'm gonna take that other shit out of it and listen to him. It's like, know, Quali, all right, he ain't whack. Quali's doing his thing, but he is offbeat. And for me to listen to a nigga that rhymes offbeat is a little tough for me. So, but I'm not mad at it. And if I gotta give it a full grade, I'm gonna give it a solid C plus. A solid C plus. And the C plus is basically because of the beats. But the beats is crazy. Mm. I would give it a B, but the rhyming, because Yasin ain't ready, fully ready for prime time, and he sounds good, but he's not fully ready yet. And Quali is just he fucks Quali. With me. Yeah, he's Quali. I'm gonna have to give it a full C plus.
I ain't mad with that grade. I'll do the same thing. I will hope that when they come out with another one, if they do, or if Yasin comes out with his own, that we will obviously be moving that grade up. But yeah, for this album, it's not whack.
Nowhere. It's just, near whack.
It's just a lot. It's a lot of other shit.
Well,
it is involved.
That's real. To me, the grade, if it was available on vinyl, it'd be an A.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Wow.
It's not available on vinyl, so it's a B minus.
There ain't nobody slave. What's wrong with you?
Hey, B, you could do what you want to do, my nigga. But you missing a sale right now.
Several sales.
Several sales. Niggas want it.
You know what I mean? Well,
at least niggas wanted it. They may not want it now.
Right.
So I would say this, the kind of round out. A lot of albums that I've been hearing lately, and even records that I've ordered, These records are, in a way, they're kind of a throwback in the fact that these records are now starting to represent full albums, like full listening records. Mm-hmm. You know, when we come from a 12-inch background, so a lot of times we need that single, that, yo, you take the single out and then you get a remix, a cappella, instrumental, then a remix on the other side or whatever, and we really immerse ourselves in the particular singles. Well, people aren't doing singles like that, so that's how this Black Star album's to me. Now, there's records on every album that I say, God, if this was back in such and such, this would be the single, or that would be the single. I can hear remixes to it, but that not being the case, as I'm getting ready to set up my other listening station, you know, with the separate from this, where I'm putting whole albums and listening to them all the way through, this is one of those records. Again, if it was available, Talib, on it's vinyl, not. And it's not, and it may not be.
But oh, it might be.
But you're missing a sale, G.
Somebody else might get that sale.
Oh, they're gonna go ahead and spend that vinyl money to get that joint pressed up. Mm.
Hey, so. Hey, if the market is there, the product will present itself.
So anyway, let's do this over again. Kirk G's world famous albums of the week.
All right. This week, we got Jay Skies and Big Ghost LTD Authenticity Check. That's Jay Skies and Big Ghost LTD Authenticity Check. And then we got Marcel Allen, Ebony Goddess. That's Marcel Adams, Ebony Goddess.
All right.
Okay. I'm interested in that just from the title.
All right.
That's see what they're talking about.
All right. So, all right. What can I say? We'll do it again when we do it.
Oh, earlier you had a topic, too. I guess we're about to get a little, just a smidgen of overtime.
Oh, wow.
Earlier you had a topic about nigga having a ghostwriter, as in Snoop. I thought you was going to go into the article that I had dropped on the text chain earlier in the week. About niggas, all the ghostwriters and shit in the game, and all the star, all the people that star rappers that had ghostwriters, and they naming names and artists, and Nas's name is in there, and Quentin Miller for writing one of Nas's names. Records came up in that list off of the King's Disease. He wrote one of those records, and I'm thinking, me and I can't remember who it was, forgive me on the text chain, but we both agreed on the fact that we're thinking that Quentin Miller might have wrote the hook on that record, and that was it. Because I can't see how Quentin wrote Nas's verses. I can't see how that happened. But I also said, if it's true that he did that record, Nas is out. As much as it's going to pain a lot of niggas to say it, but Nas is out.
So I'm not worried.
So is it one record and you're out?
Out, my nigga.
So okay. Yeah. If Katz is writing your verses, you're out. I'm not worried about that. I'm not worried about that because I'm pretty sure. Now, I got to be honest with you. I didn't see that post and I didn't read the article, so that's why I didn't allude to it. If I would have, I would have alluded to it. But now they're naming names. What kind of names are they naming here? Okay.
You can go up and down that scroll, up and down. All right. My nigga.
So here we go. Some overtime. So here we go. It's proven. Okay. Wiz Khalifa name on there. I don't care. Fuck.
Who cares?
G Easy. So cares? What? Gunna. Well,
who cares?
He doesn't rhyme anyway.
That's all Quentin Miller.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm on a plus Nas. Okay. Nominated off the Kings of Disease. Quentin Miller also secured a feature. Okay. Gucci Mane. Who the fuck is Spillage Village? I don't know these guys or gals. Cardi B.
Of course you know that.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck about that. He Chance the Rapper, so what? Bad Bunny, who the fuck is that?
Bad Bunny, that's Spanish, baby.
Okay.
That's
big time. Okay. My nigga, that's superstar.
He's on.
That's Drake level right
okay,
there.
Okay, so so the good thing about the article is that Mr. Quentin Miller, if this is all his work, must be a pay mofo. Congratulations to him, because I thought he took a powder and a beating during the Drake saga when I guess he felt like people didn't want to give him his credit for writing several half dozen or more Drake records. Okay? They're not alluding to other joints in the same year. Let's see here. Ty Dolla $ign, Kanye West, Aunt
You're
Clemens.
Naming all niggas we expect to have ghostwriters be.
Yeah, Megan, Wifey, you know what I'm saying? Lil Nas X. You know, I don't give a fuck.
The only name that stuck out to me was Nas.
Right, right. Now, yep. I need some qualifier. Word is born, and maybe somebody could do some real, you know, there's a lot of text chain cast with a lot of reach. If Quentin Miller, I don't give a fuck if he wrote three words to put a verse together other than the hook. Good night, Mr. Nasir Jones. It hurts, but I got somebody I'm going to put in your place. All right?
Nas recruited Quentin Miller to write The Pressure.
Whoa.
I'm looking at it right now.
Okay, right we're going to have to. I mean, it's not even going to be, at least on the Hip Hop Digest show, it's not even going to be a question.
He recruited him to write
to write The Pressure.
That's what the headline says, but we're going to have to dig deeper. We need and to see.
Come back. We're going to come back next week with the full writings.
Okay, wait. The Pressure. Performed by Nas. Written by Chauncey Hollis Jr., Dustin James Corbett, Nasir Jones, and Quentin Miller.
Okay, so a lot of those names may be the sample, if that is a sample.
Right.
A lot of
written by.
Yeah, but they always put the sample.
No, they always put. If you sample,
they're gonna put the people.
They're gonna put the sample up there.
If you sample Earth, Wind, and Fire, you're gonna see Maurice White name on that mug.
Right.
Well, Quentin Miller ain't got nothing to sample.
Right. So it depends now, and his name is last in the order, right?
Yes.
So he's probably the hook.
It's probably hook. So it usually goes in order.
But
I don't know.
We don't know. If he recruited that nigga to come in there, we don't know how much he might have been involved.
Yo, if this is versus, yo, he's gone. If he's versus, he's gone.
He's gone, B.
He's gone.
Put it like this. He's gone, but he'll still be in my top five. But he's out as far as GOAT status.
Let me just try one more thing here to see if I can get specifically what he wrote. Just real quick, since we're in overtime. No, it's not going to. I'm going to have to do a deep dive, yo.
Yeah, we got to.
I just
point
saying
blank.
That, wait.
I know young boys would be fucking Snoopy dance happy if they found out Nas had something written for him.
So apparently Stickman was shooting his mouth off saying that he wrote for Nas, but then he pulled back. So,
oh, well,
damn,
yeah,
yo.
Fuck all that shooting your mouth off and then pull back. I'm not talking about
hip-hop.
See, when you're doing that and then you ain't got, and as the young guys say, and you ain't got the receipts, then...
Oh, that's going to hurt, yo. This is going to hurt if... Because you just put the parameters out there once, one and done. Somebody wrote for you, one and done.
Let me tell you who I heard, and word is born. LL Cool J, straight up and down, was like, yo, if niggas is writing your verses, and you're not a GOAT, you can't even be considered a GOAT. Okay?
Ooh,
that's from boy. LL. Okay, I'm taking the Yule Log stance, my nigga.
Damn, point nah, blank.
We going to see. All right.
I hope so the hook doesn't count, just the bars.
The bars.
Just the bars.
Bars.
Hook doesn't count.
Hook nah. doesn't count, because it's too many niggas.
I gotta listen to this fucking song
it's
now.
Too many niggas, it's too many niggas with bars and hooks written by other people, even if it's just sampled bars and hooks. So I don't give a fuck about the hook. You know what I mean? I'm only caring about the verses, the bars. So we'll see. All right, so Woo. That's Overtime Hip Hop Digest. Oh, I don't. It's not that much of a controversy.
It's really not on here, dang.
Yeah. No, it's just the name. Anyway. It's a big one.
It is a big name. It's a big fish.
And the young bulls.
His ass will get thrown
and
back.
And the young bulls will be Snoopy dancing out that bitch. Because one, man. Yeah, the one y'all think is Mr. Everything, even he had to get Quentin Miller.
But the point of the matter is we throwing him back.
We're throwing him back. That big fish has got to go back.
Mm. Yeah.
All right. Good night. I'm out. Peace.
I love it.
One.
Peace.
After work, I take a walk while the sun is going down. The midnight blue will creep down on the town. The windows of the skyscraper speckled the sky. It's 6 o'clock, the last bird just flew by. I'm out of the traffic of the weekend rush. I worked hard all week doing the dust. The night air flare, plus a beer. I'll calm the atmosphere to think clear. I'm waiting for Miss Midnight to come through. Picks her brother up when he's feeling blue. She had me waking every weekend by the phone booth. Same train station at track 22. She might have got caught up in the New York bustle. Well, I'm out for the Elm City, I gotta hustle. The train pulled off, but the brain is lost. Another weekend I'll be missing the touch. So soft, my dear, I hate going home to cold sheets. Where's Miss Blue, what avenue and what streets? The buildings of another city see my frowns. The buildings that was looking at the Friday morning smell. In the day, yo, the night seemed deaf. My day be going right, but the night go left. If I control the sun, it wouldn't shine, you know. I'll keep it under the ground so she wouldn't have to go. I can't reverse the hands on the clock, so what else I'm gonna do? I'm waiting for the night blue. I'm waiting for the sun to fall, that's all. Pleasure be getting Jimmy hard like the wall. Never was I really good looking enough. But midnight digging intellectual stuff. Conversations of constellations and expectations of the stars so deep. Beyond my belief, I read the zodiacs, check out love facts. Rich rolls around my neck for the sex monk blacks. I could tell you how she relates to midnight. Sweet dark skin and she going by dawn. Honey must never want to see me yawn. After I stroke long to the early morn. I'm standing on this bridge yelling midnight blue. And people staring at me like I live in a zoo.
Mister, what'd you do, lose a marble or two? It's freezing, and who the hell is Midnight Blue?
I couldn't explain to the lamest of the lame. The text is complex, and I barely know the game. But to you, Midnight Blue is just a color. The wind upon my lips is like a kiss without a hugger. Anyway, sucker, mind your business. Can a man Jones alone, yo, what is this? Sugar, only you make me do the weird things that I do. I'm bugging, waiting for Midnight Blue. Be the
the colors of my sheets and silk, soaking up the sweat that you and me built. Now what a way to lay awake and stray, and missing the point, slick by a trick to exploit my joint. Lingering lingerie and make the day great, cause midnight don't leave much time to play. I must be out of my skull for her to have so much pull. Gassed on the tank so full, full of war, but she let a bull break her back, and she said I was good, but she was acting. Word up. I know she was, she should get an Oscar. Now I won't go sick and wreck her posture, but she shouldn't dig in the brother so deep without a clue on the next time we supposed to meet. I know she know about what went down, but ain't no need to spread the news and blues around town, cause I'ma let it go and let it blow in the wind. I guarantee you she will never see my face again. Honey, it's too bad you missed out. Now what do ladies be complaining about? That it ain't no brothers out there to stay true, but I was here waiting for me in blue.
Yo, it's about time for the rain to come around. A long awaited in the back. From 86 to 99. Dedicated to time. Kicking out the next MC. I like that. Yo, it's brain power descending from the land of legal weed. When I see it, on some battle, got up see shit. So beat it to get fucked like a soccer fanatic in the stadium of the opposite club. Now when I'm rocking it up, it's impossible to stop my hunger, cause each and every time you underrate it, make me stronger, last longer, never losing intensity out of sight. That's why I hardly sleep at night, holding my lyrics tight, sort of a water fight. I want more to write and keep it broader, mics and neck uncivilized like a troglodyte. So you wanted to be an MC? I wrap the cord around your neck and make you choke easily.
You're so feeble, see?
Like a traumatized people's memories, you can't possibly erase me. So what you telling me? This beef for all those sincere in this. Brain power, oral phone, journalist, a pure lyricist.
I'm the intelligent, wise, I'm the lyricist.
Grab the mic, plug it in, and begin.
I'm the intelligent, wise, I'm the lyricist.
Grab the mic, plug it in, and begin.
I'm the intelligent, wise, I'm the lyricist.
I leave your bash to the max fast. I'm mad out of breath with maximum strength. I take the backbone out of your front and cats and leave you in a position worse than death. Like when having to lose your right leg, but they detach the left. So what you doing now? You can't walk the walk. It seems like I'm seized, they cut the crap with a fork. You living your lyrics and talking the talk. It's like trying to feed a vegetarian Muslim some pork. So if you pose, I'm seeing through when you're faking rhymes. It's all about being you and also taking time. And if you study minds, you're sure to feel the pain in rhymes, because desire and passion maintain the flame inside. I fold space and time when the brain rhyme. Visit the beginning and end of your life. At the same time, I lace minds like a shoe size 55 and brace lines, and make your face to put your mic away signs. I made it mine. Total lyricism control. MCs is microorganisms that be missing the soul. This be for all of y'all that be sincere in this. Brain power, oral phone, journalist, the pure lyricist.
I'm the intelligent, wise, I'm the lyricist.
Grab the mic, plug it in, and begin.
I'm the intelligent, wise, I'm the lyricist. I'm the intelligent, wise, I'm the lyricist.
Plug it in.
I'm the intelligent, wise, on the mic, I will rise. Carry your brain power.
Oh yeah. represent my rep. Lyrically deep like sleep, I rock hard like Led Zepp. I take steps and leave impressions on planets more complicated than life, so rappers cannot understand it. Talking that hardcore shit, but I don't buy it. Sit, I need your slice of pizza and be quiet. Cause all that noise you talk is not needed. I cut heads off at the knees and leave them all defeated. So stay seated or get deleted from the program. Let it be known I don't follow cause I'm my own man. With my own plan, cause the mind is infinite. We got 4 minutes, so everybody get with it.
Bush baby, Bush baby.
Y'all know we rock the road.
Yeah, we rock the road.
For the whole world.
For the whole world.
Oh yeah.
Check it out. Cause all my people out Brooklyn get love. Cause all my people out Queens get love. Uptown the boogie, then you get love. Strong Island, Shaolin, you get love.
You can say that season. Squad to six and we take two each. I stand out like seeing Moses at the beach splitting waves. My style's the new rhyme phrase. Blow up like grenades, hit worlds without shades. Hold your lighter, the Flatbush dollar cab rider. Oh, with more dangerous minds than Michelle Pfeiffer. Pay the piper, I lay the pipe just like a plumber. Went without a ride for one too many summers. Now I'm out to get the cream like Carnation. Send heads home like George Bush did the Haitians. No patience, I got to have it, the fine fabric. I learned the facts of life from Mrs. Garrett. But now I'ma do it my way like Carlito. Whether's in sweatpants or even tuxedos. We know if this rap thing don't make loot, I take it back to 86. Sick niggas for their troops
worth. Push
baby, y'all know we rock the road.
In a bubble, and I said, no glove. What one love?
One love.
Wanna take it, wanna take it, wanna take it easy. No long lips, I need what we are saying. Yeah. Things are getting that make you move on the way. Yo. Hey, yo, no play, yo. Don't go astray. Yo. No matter what, no make be your one of these. I can't believe what I want in the morning. So I came back in the evening. What? Same thing, I made the lights start be sing. Well, road boy, on the beat, on the beat. To everybody,
push baby,
push baby. People up north get love, and all my people down south get love, and all my people in the east get love, and all my people out west get love, and all over the world we get love, all over the world we get love, all over the world we get love, we get love, we get love, we get love everywhere we go, we get love at every show, we get love everywhere we rock, we get love at every stop. This is a station, identification for the entire nation. Come to bring sensation. Oh yes, it's the Bush Baby Clan. Come to make you understand that we get love all over the land, 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 all over the land. Check it out,
yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. What up? It's the Most Def. With the Bush Babies and Madman Merce from the De La. Bird up, bringing it to you, the Nas 6. It's all magic, no tricks, you know what I'm saying? Coming with it, you gon' love it when you get it. Everybody groove to the music.
From Midwest, these brothers blow the spots while you phoning and bomb threats. Them basement chemists, top-notch vocal supremacists, punish the gimmick-ass artists that sound timid with they rap shit. While real MCs run lyrics that strike through your physical frame and hurt your spirit. I'm trying to hit them hard like the Royals in 85. The only
Yeah, them weak motherfuckers can swing it live. You see, what we bring is bottom line, straight facts. Rhyming over tracks, a bunch of snatch snippets of wax. And I'ma end this with my name, Khalid. Chemists keep the crowd open like the legs of the neighborhood freak.
I freak beats with the wreck technique. I freak beats with the wreck technique. I freak beats with correct technique.
To release this masterpiece, your best advantage, cause I possess mad flows that explode the whole planet, leaving hip-hop fiends open and freestylers frantic, whole cities falling into the Pacific or Atlantic. Split the equator like the ship was perforated. You can dig in every crate in the world and can't duplicate it. Underrated last year, but this year we're bringing fear. Whack MCs get upset like I just took the last beer and shook it up and busted all over your crew. Got niggas obtaining AAA from damage that I do. Basically, chemists represent 365 untouchable. So scrape a 500, son, and pay your deductible, cause you're free.
I freak beats with correct technique. I freak beats with correct technique. I freak beats with correct technique.
Shot and miss the maximum or block it. I'm known across the globe from the south to the tropics. I kick like club foot, your knees out the socket. Oh, now you see I flip with no main topic. You can't knock it, the chemical is where we rock it. Mass produce the sound and raise the price for a profit. A tip tripe troops, two time I terminate and torch it. You flake like you forced to face the facts, fake and forfeit. You backwards, back with brain broken, black ass buster. You lost light, weight, lame, lyrics, slack and luster. Shit, trash popping, not knowing what you hopping in. I keep the whole world gossiping done.
I freak beats with correct technique. I freak beats with correct technique. I freak beats with correct technique. With correct technique. I freak beats 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 with correct technique. With correct technique. I freak beats with correct technique. I freak beats with correct technique. I freak beats with correct technique.
Like that, yo. Hey, world, 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 premiere, premiere,
stupid man.
Hey, world, world, premiere, premiere, premiere. World, world, premiere.
In the rhyme we trust, bust, lyrical, action, ripping like traction, addition, subtracting, acts who rap through, another man vision, the lively MC, on your television with the true art smart, upstart, foolhardy, party hardy wannabes, who can't shine against these degrees,
what?
Bust kids across the mouth, with the style that I'm about, funny talk like down south,
for real.
Relentless, with a twist, the rhyming on time,
yeah.
And all beef. With a pocket full of decline, boundaries, grabbing reads and such. Pop a three in the clutch, get tight ropes like double dutch. Much and anticipated, T plus T equals the minerals. Prolong the sequel for your review. See through all those who clear like glass. Get my ass on route and take the transit that's max.
If you don't know who shit this is, nigga, you better think twice about the Brick City Kids. Puff that is, fuck who you are. Breaking down rules and so-called superstars. If you don't know who shit this is, nigga, you better think twice about the Brick City Kids. Puff that is, fuck who you are.
I'm all about the weed vapors and papers. 1-800 pages in the stages. Hits, vibe, source, billboard, and rap pages. All of us say this is worth the top dollar, so I holler. Using MCs as road scholars. I don't bother playing Godfather. I'd rather just jam like Bambada. Give me room like the Ramada. I gotta go for broke, no jokes. I get open off that weed smoke. Making gods nod like a P-dope. Rewrote half my rhyme book and shook books. Now my pages got more flavors inside of them than a cookbook.
Look, I can't get took like some hooker out in Brooklyn. I go through paperwork like Central Brooklyn. You get your title cooking. Fucking with this nigga who be bugging. Showing lovers if I was your cousin. Keep a party buzzing like a contact. Rhyme fat, dime ass. Wear that naughty headed nigga fine ass. With the wine glass, making time pass fast. Puffing on hash out the stash. Boom squad forever, non-believers won't last. Bet that on your ass, put your staff on smash. Running through the 1-2s, break it down to 3 the hard way. Day to day, distinguishing my work from just play. Vibing all day, then relay the information into concepts. Taking small steps to build projects. High tech like internet websites. Downloading megabytes every time I touch the mic.
If you don't know who shit this is, nigga, you better think twice about them Brick City kids. Fuck that is, fuck who you are. Breaking down crews and so-called superstars. If you don't know who shit this is, nigga, you better think twice about them Brick City kids. Fuck that is, fuck who you are. Breaking down crews and so-called superstars. Yeah, for the 9-7 Boom Squad in your area. Get on the back, going straight.